I hereby introduce to you, Mr. Michael Veazey.
So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the show. I'm here with Brian Johnson of PPC Scope and Sponsored Products Academy. And Brian has been giving us some absolute, for me anyway, personally, revelations. And I don't say that lightly because I've been hanging around the Amazon space for 2.5 years. I hang out in masterminds with some pretty serious people. I talk to some serious people, you know, people who know their stuff. And Brian has been saying stuff that I've never heard before, ever, so, or read. So that is non-exaggeration. So you need to hear parts one and two. If you haven't heard those, folks, just get yourself along to amazingfba.com/Brian J, B-R-I-A-N for November, J for Johnson. So Brian is going to tell us today. Now, I understand, Brian, that you have a method where you can hack into your competitors' listings and ethically steal their traffic and sales. That's a beautiful spammy title, I think. Tell us more about that. How the hell does that happen?
A lot of flash and bang there, I suppose. But technically it's true, because here's what you can do. So Amazon has a secondary platform that most sellers are not aware of, or they feel like they can't get into. So like, for instance, if let me think as far as like how to recognize this. If you do a search on Amazon, for instance, and there's like the banner, the big wide banner ad that shows up on top above all advertisements across sponsored ads above organic search. There's those ads. And then you have on a product listing, for instance, there's usually a square ad that shows up below the add to cart button on a product listing. Those are both part of Amazon's marketing services or AMS platform. So those are that's a gated advertising platform, and there are qualifications in order to get access to that. But once you do, then you have the ability to not only target keywords like you would with sponsored ads, but you get much higher visibility. You get a much lower cost per click. So the ROI is insane with AMS. But you can also go in and target specific competitors or even defend your own brand by having on product detail page ads. Now, most people are aware on a product detail page where a product is sold is that there's a row down, well down below, or even sometimes two rows, that says sponsor products related to this product. And you can have your sponsor product ad showing up there as well. That usually shows up in automatic campaigns that people run. But the key positions are right at the top of visibility, as far as when somebody does a search, the very first thing they see in the search results is this big banner ad that goes across. That's an AMS ad. In the product detail page, right when somebody's like looking at a product, and making a decision, okay, should I buy this one? They're going to see this alternative, your ad, your product, to say, hey, we have better value. We have a better price. We have better something about ours compared to this one. And you could literally steal the sale from that other listing in that moment, because somebody already went and they were getting ready to commit to this one other product, make that purchase decision, saw a better offer from you that you've targeted on that competitor's product listing, and you take the sale instead. They click through on your ad, they see your product, and they say, wow, this is better.
That is pretty amazing. So I mean, okay, and that's obviously something all of us dream of doing in a way, going just taking stuff away from the competition. But so right. AMS stands for Amazon Marketing Services. Is that right?
Exactly. Yeah, Amazon Marketing Services.
Correct. So the word is beginning to get out. As you say, it's not exactly a secret, but it's very unknown or underknown. We've had a couple of guests on the show recently talking about it. One is Will Chernin, who generally talks about Vendor Express and Vendor Central, and we've had Anthony Lee talking about it. What is interesting is that, like a lot of these things, is not just the tool or knowing of its existence, but it's how you use it. So this is a very specific use of the tool that I haven't heard of, and is obviously incredibly powerful. And the ROI being lower, I didn't know about that either. So that's obviously incredibly important. Profitability is one of those things.
Way more profitable.
Yeah, that's incredibly important as well. So then another question around it, which other people have answered in certain ways, but what's your take on the easiest way to get into this? Because it's obviously, as you said, it's a gated service. It's not just part of Seller Central. How do we approach this in the simplest possible way?
Right. So the way you get into Amazon Marketing Services and get access to that, it's gated by Vendor Express, as you had mentioned earlier. Vendor Express is one of Amazon's vendor programs where you supply product directly to Amazon. There's certain ways to do that to stay where you don't lose control of your key products. There's certain criteria that have to be met in order to get qualified and actually get approved. Most products that are submitted are rejected. But if you know what type of product, how to set it up, how to position it when you actually apply for the Vendor Express program, then you're going to know, you're going to have a much higher chance of getting approved for Vendor Express. Once you're approved by Vendor Express, then you have to fulfill a couple of minor requirements as far as sending a sample product. Usually that's what I call a sacrificial product, because it's usually a product that we set up that is, it's not one of our core products that we're handing off to Amazon. It's more of a case of, we created this variation, or we have this other white label product that we branded and we're willing to supply that to Amazon for their sample order. All we need to do is get past that initial sample order and actually supply that to them. That could be one unit. It could be 10 units. You know, usually it's fairly small. So the commitment to it is fairly small in order to get through there. But just knowing all the process, knowing the steps, and how best to convince Amazon that, yes, go ahead and approve me for a Vendor Express program, get you access to the Amazon Marketing Services. And then from there, structuring your campaigns within AMS for the best punch, if you will. It does not work the same as sponsored products. AMS actually has three aspects to it. It has the headline search ads. It has what they call product display ads, which are the ones that show up underneath the add to cart button on product detail pages. And then it has its own sponsored products ads as well. Those sponsored products, it's not the same as the classic sponsor products. I wish they would name it something different, because the reporting is less than stellar on AMS when it comes to that one. It also shows up in different locations than our classic sponsor products. And so for my own products, for my client products, for students, we use both. We play them against each other or to benefit each other, because there's additional tools that are available in AMS that helps us qualify the keywords that we might be bidding on in our sponsored products to help us. You know, I was talking about, like, we're testing 1,000 keywords. Well, we can do additional checks within AMS to say, how does Amazon consider, you know, the level of traffic that we can expect for this 1,000, you know, set of 1,000 keywords? And if you want to filter it down and just focus in on the ones that Amazon thinks is going to get the highest volume, or remove the ones that are going to get the least amount of volume, then we can do that kind of filtering also. But that's only available through AMS. So there's additional tools, there's additional ad placement, and it's available. But it absolutely is, I think it's absolutely going to be a necessary platform to get in on in 2017. Because otherwise, your competitors are going to be doing it. Your competitors are going to be showing up, showing ads on your own product listing. So you better be reciprocating. Otherwise, they're going to be stealing your traffic rather than you stealing their traffic.
Makes total sense. And that's a very interesting one, because I have had friends, and this is something where, being a bit on the inside track, I've been hearing about this for quite a few months when it wasn't in any kind of public Amazon conversations I come across. But to be honest, my feeling was, oh my God, that sounds complicated. It's another thing to learn. Why should I bother? And I think you've given us some serious reasons now why in 2017 nice to have, it's a must have. But also the upside of that is, apart from being able to advertise on your competitors' listings, lower costs and bigger return on investment is what it's all about anyway in any form of business. So that's the music to my ears. So now that we know it's worth the hassle.
Right. Neither one of those are a standalone. They absolutely need to play play with each other. So you use both, not one or the other.
Okay, that's good to clarify. Thank you for that. And but now we know that AMS, or Amazon Marketing Services, is worth having, and Vendor Express, you know, is going to be a bit of hassle to do. What is the simplest way that you know of to take care of that? You mentioned you have a sacrificial product, you have to try and get that through, maybe rejected. Right. Are there any sort of streamlined ways you found of sort of getting around that?
Yeah, I mean, we certainly, I mean, that's one of the things that we teach, of course, is how to get, I mean, there's several steps as far as the qualification and approval process goes. Probably more than what an episode is going to, you know, an episode here is going to go through. But kind of what I was saying before is you're effectively, it's going to work best for those who are private labelers. You can also do this. I guess to answer a couple of questions that people often have is, well, am I only going to get access to advertise the product that I submit into AMS or into Vendor Express? No, it's you're using that in order to get your Vendor Express approval that AMS allows you then to advertise all your products for. So then you're essentially using a product that to you is, you know, maybe it's a product that didn't do very well in the past and you don't really care about it as much, and you can submit that in for approval. You could source a completely new product that is just a white label product that you can just brand as your own and submit that. So there's tactics like that that you can use in order to just get past the gatekeeper, you know, to get ungated to AMS. And, you know, once you get in there, then it opens up a whole new world of advertising possibilities.
Okay, so let's assume that we can get through all that stuff. But before I go any further, do you have any resources that can help people with getting ungated on Vendor Express and therefore for AMS?
Well, I mean, one of the things that we do is we don't provide a service for that, but we do provide, we do have, of course, part of my academy is going through and teaching that. We also are working with one of my associates, who's actually one of the students for Sponsored Products Academy, who also has recently developed software for AMS, which nobody else has come out with yet. He's the first one. And so having that direct relationship with him is, you know, I'm looking forward to helping him to bring that forward so that more people get access to it from a software and reporting standpoint with AMS, which anybody who's used AMS already realizes that the reporting is not to the level of sponsored products. That's another thing that people get. They hear things like this and they say, oh, well, you know, I can't do the same reporting that I can do on sponsored products, or it's hard to get approved for Vendor Express. And they let themselves get held back simply because they don't have that step-by-step process. Well, that's one of the things that I teach is a step-by-step process, how to get ungated, how to set up your campaigns, you know, and you know, make it so that it's pretty straightforward and simple. You know, right now it's kind of overwhelming and a little bit a bit scary for a lot of sellers to even try.
Yeah, that's certainly been the case for me. I mean, I've heard about it from so many people. I know some people are making, I know a couple of people personally who are, you know, finding it really powerful. But yeah, it did seem a bit of a block. So really, it's Sponsored Products Academy that is the place that you're going to be able to help people most directly with that, from the sound of it. And just to be clear, that's a paid course, as far as I know. So just
it absolutely is. Yeah, it is a premium course. Yep.
Yeah. Just in case anyone's saying, you know, why aren't you giving me this for free? I mean, to be fair to Brian and his team, we've had an extraordinary amount of free and very high quality information. So, Brian, I think I'm going to start wrapping this up, because otherwise people's brains will just be leaking out of their ears. But this is incredibly important stuff. Is you just cannot avoid dealing with this stuff head on and properly in 2017. From everything you've said, from all my experience, from everybody out on the forums, everywhere, anywhere, ever. I mean, you can't avoid the reality.
You can't avoid it now. Nope.
You can't avoid learning PPC on Amazon. So, Brian, we've already talked about where the resources are on the blog. Just to remind people, if they want a cheat sheet for ordinary Sell Essential sponsored ads and other things related to the PPC world in the Amazon space and how to approach it properly, we need to get over to www.amazingfba.com/BrianJBRIAN for November J. And we'll put links in there as well through to the sponsored Products Academy if people want to explore that. And remind me, did you say there was some free training that you offered as well?
Yeah, we actually have, as part of the launch of our new Sponsored Products Academy course, because this is the second version. So this is the second year that we've launched it, completely redid it from scratch and just blew it up to what is working in 2017. And as part of that, we actually have a four-part video training series up on our site, which I'm sure you can link to. That also includes that cheat sheet along with some other tips and stuff like kind of like the kind of some of the things that we were talking about here. That's 100% free as far as that four-part training series. I think people will get a kick out of it. We had a lot of fun making it, and we had some fun film footage and everything that we did on that.
I lost
a couple of drones in the process.
I noticed the I've seen that video. I have to say, I have the inside track on that, and it is really cool. Yeah, you've got some incredible footage. It's really fun. And I think it's important. I mean, I think that we're getting a lot of the meat and potatoes today and then the podcast and some very detailed stuff, but you've got to enjoy it as well. You've got to have a bit of playfulness. I mean, I think that's one of the things that strikes me about the whole Amazon space is you've got to enjoy doing it, because if you're sitting there miserably tapping at a computer all day, there's kind of not much point. I mean, money's great, but you know, there's got to be a limit to how miserable you get to make it, right? So I would strongly suggest to anyone who wants to have a bit of a light relief and get to know you and Brian Burt a little bit better, and go and check that out. And it's really good fun. So just go over to the blog, amazingfba.com/Brian J, and I'll put links through to the free training and the cheat sheets and everything else, all the good stuff, as well as links through to the three podcast episodes we've done and all the detail that you can eat. You know, it's like an all-you-can-eat buffet on Amazon PPC. So, Brian, it just remains for me to say a huge thank you. I mean, yes, just to be straight up, for anyone who kind of worries about these things and transparency, yes, it's a product launch at the end of this process. The vast majority of people who are listening or reading or watching will not necessarily go for it. That doesn't matter. That's up to people where they want to do it. But I want to just flag up that the value we're getting today in and of itself is huge. And I really would suggest to anybody, for their own sake, to go and check this stuff out on the blog and to watch the videos, because you need to inform yourself about this stuff.
In 2017 is absolutely critical. And frankly, it's it, you know, even what we've covered here, we've covered some pretty good nuggets here, but like I said before, it's scratching the surface compared to what I teach in the course. And so I put that much more value into the course as well. That's why it's a paid course. So I absolutely recommend it.
Great. Well, Brian, thank you so much for coming on. Been a real pleasure, and like I said, some absolutely revelatory moments. And I'm still going a reeling about some of the realities that you've revealed, which completely contradict what I thought was how the world worked within Amazon. Right. So thank you very much. I'm sure that will be many confused but grateful listeners who will then gradually get their heads around this. I think that, you know, you've put things very nice and clearly, so that people will be able to take stuff away and be actionable stuff, and that's the key, isn't it? People go away and change what they're doing and get better results. So Brian, that's absolutely what we need. Thank you so much for your time.
I've had fun. Thank you.
Hi, this is Michael Veazey from Amazing FBA. I've got a quick one for you. If you're super stoked and awesomely excited to sell on Amazon, that's great. But if you're American, I'm afraid you need to stop listening, because this one is for the Brits only. I'm not being biased, but this is because I'm talking about something which is based in London. So you're going to need to be in Britain or near Britain to take advantage of it. The basic problem we have as internet entrepreneurs is we are lonely and isolated, because we're tapping, sadly, at our tablets on our own. We're cooped up with our computers and we're going insane with the internet. We need to connect to other people. It's only a human thing, right? And relationships are the basis of all good business. So if you are in that situation, keep listening, because we have a solution called the Amazing FBA London Mastermind. But I'm going to specifically talk to you if you're in that situation, but you are yet to launch on Amazon. So you want to launch on Amazon, you haven't got there yet. This is exactly for you. It's called the Zero to Hero Pre-Launch Mastermind. And our aim is very simple: to get you from research or importing, or even if you've got products on the way to Amazon, to launch with your first product live on Amazon. That's our goal. That's our focus. How do we achieve that? Very simple. We have a face-to-face meeting of up to 15 people, no more than that. So it's very, very focused. And you get 30 minutes minimum to talk about your business and focus on the single issue that's blocking you that month to move you forward. The other way we keep you accountable is that we have a video accountability call once a month as well, which it goes in between the physical meetups, so that we keep that momentum going, because momentum's everything, guys. As you know, on your own, you just lose the dream and you fall into slowness, and then the business just dies from neglect. So we do the opposite. We keep it moving. We keep each other motivated. We inspire, and we tell the truth about what doesn't work so other people can learn from it. We also have a couple of other things. I give an exclusive newsletter available only to members of the Mastermind, where I share the latest tips, techniques, and tricks, and bigger strategies that I'm trying on my Amazon businesses, and tell you what works and frankly what doesn't work as well, so you can learn from my mistakes. And of course, there's an exclusive Facebook group to share all this good stuff with each other in between the meetings and the accountability calls. So there's a ton on offer here. It's obviously going to be very limited because it's maximum 15 people anyway, but for the first 5 people who come on board, there will be a special deal and a very special price for life. But that's obviously only for the first 5 people who come on board. So if you want to check it out, just go to amazingfba.com/London Mastermind, and you can find out there more about it. You can apply there as well if you want to. And if you move fast, you might even be one of the lucky first 5 people to take advantage of it as well. So that's amazingfba.com/London Mastermind. I'm going to put this video out to everyone on my podcast and everyone in the Facebook group, of which we've got nearly 900 members now, and on the YouTube channel. So I imagine that this will fill quite quickly. So if you're serious about it, get yourself over to amazingfba.com/London Mastermind, and you can find. Thanks for listening.